Okay, let's see the last topic of the chapters of the labor planning, which is as an HR department, how to handle the situations of labor shortage and labor surplus. Simply speaking, it's as an HR manager or HR director, if the situations of labor surplus and labor shortage occur, which is negative impact to both levels of employees and organizations, how to make your organization handle this or decrease the levels of negative impact. Let's see the first idea, managing labor surplus and labor shortage, how to handle labor surplus. The first is fair time off under labor law. What does this mean, time off? Yes, you might see in this current situations of the COVID situations, which many organizations impact to the sales volumes of the company, which made the levels of revenues of the company drop down dramatically. So some company may decide to, yes, I'm not going to lay off anyone, because yes, maybe some company have the policies of the whole life employment, yet if it's not that really versed yet, until the company have to make the considerations of downsizing. Yet its company may firstly, at the first stage, may offer for some things about, yes, shall we leave without pay? They allow for the staff to leave, take a long time leave, but during the times of leave, but you may have no laid off. After the situations turn back to the ground stage, which is the economic conditions is come back and recover, and you're gonna come back for work again. But for the current situation, nothing for you to work. Yes, but we don't want to lay you off, but we still realize about the importance of your yourself contribution to the company. So we're gonna offer you for the package of the leave without pay. Yeah, it's because for the current situation, which is nothing for work to do, because we have no customer, or the numbers of customer is dramatically dropped down. That means the amount of work, it's lower than the amount of staff the HR may handle. If it's not yet for the laid off downsizing, the company may offer leave without pay. That to me, the HR have to propose for the fair time off under labor law. The fair times off under labor law. That means the fair times off pay under labor law. That means the company, the HR, the company by the HR departments have to analyze, yes, what is this fair? How long is that we're going to give them for how long that time off? But the time off, leave without pay, that we offer to the staff, supposed to be under the enforcement of the law. We're not supposed to do things which is break through the law defined of that country. This is sort of things that we have to concern. This is one thing, the first things that the HR can handle for the situations of the labor surplus situations, if it's not yet worse situation and to the level of downsizing. The next seconds to handle the labor surplus is strategy for right sizing companies. Yet if it's unavoidable, the right sizing is gonna come. So but after the right sizing gonna come, yet you know that during the situations of labor surplus, yet it's maybe made some bad relationships or already caused the bad industrial relations or bad relationship between the company employee and the organizations, as we already discussed in the previous slides. But if it's unavoidable for downsizing, the company have to, by the HR departments, have to propose the proper strategy. For example, give one example which is occurs in one organization as a case study. If the technology it's already substitute manpower, that means the amount manpower that the HR calculates, it's maybe lower and lower. If we have no any downsizing, the number of labor may be surplus and it's going to be really overcosting for the company. But however, the right sizing, it's some for many cases it's no need to do it. It's just only one point in time, which is we have the 30,000 staff of the company. After the birth of technology come, that means we already justify at the March of 2020, we're going to make the downsizing and lay off for 15,000 people, which is 50% of the staff is just going to be laid off in this point in time. It's, if you do like this, it's going to create a really negative impact, which is, it's like nam fa thalom sai na. This is impact. This may impact negatively to the employee, which is this is such a thing which is occur dramatically, suddenly, which is really negative impact like tsunami. May make employee have no time for them to make the preparations about themselves, or it's too hard to them to accept. But however, instead of doing like this, you may have a plan for strategy of right sizing or downsizing. The HR may offer the choice to the top management that shall we do it stage by stage. Yet they announce, yet for this first half of a year, if the economic situation is not really covered, we have a plan to lay off for 20%. Due to minus 20% based on which department duty, and if it's the situations of economy, it's already recovered, we're gonna stop the right downsizing at that point. But however, if it's get worse, have no anything recover by the predictions, it's gonna go to the second and third stage. This is the example of handling the labor surplus, right? Then next, the last one is handling the labor shortage. How to handle the labor shortage? Since the number of labor supply is not met with the number of need requirements of your company, the first idea is widen your recruitment radius. What does this mean, recruitment, by this terminology? Recruitment, it means that, which is the chapters that we're going to learn for the next of the next chapters, recruitment. Actually, technically speaking, theoretically, recruitment is the human resource management's terminology. Recruitment, it means the business company, particular organizations, finding people to the labor market, from the labor market, to feed into the organizations. If your company faced with a labor shortage, yet simply speaking, find another source to recruit people. So, widen your recruitment radius. For example, expanding your search geographically. For example, some company make the recruitment by the corporations with the university, by the job fair, and approach to every regions of the university. This is one example of expanding search geographically. Maybe potentially we can find the potential persons from the other settled area, regions of the country. Right, expanding search geographically. Or maybe, yes, the next of widening recruitment radius is considering resume from applicant with different backgrounds. The focus is different backgrounds. Sometimes it's one which is one of maybe the best practice. It's as for example, if you know that in Thailand it's really serious, especially for many leading organizations, that they just select such a kind of graduated person from such a leading public universities only. The brand name, 5 or 6 or 7 brand name universities in Thailand, which is qualified in the perspective of some company. And some company originally, they have the culture to recruit for just only 6 or 5 or 6 or 3 universities from time to time. But one of the best practice from the really well-recognized company, they are a really good example. They just announced this policy for the last 2 years that we have no any kinds of, yes, maybe, discriminations for the backgrounds of the universities. That means if that person is qualified enough, after that person can pass our selecting process, is really welcome for us. That means considering resume from applicant with different backgrounds. Maybe the different backgrounds, you can find some such a kind of really truly qualified person to fit into your company. This is widen your recruitment radius. The next, that's number two for handling labor shortage, is get up with recruitment, supporting facility recruitment unit in operations. Yet every company they have the recruitment unit, which is under the departments of human resource management supervisions by human resource department. So if you facilitate, for example, if some company want to make the radius recruitment expanding geographically, the company may have to support the budgetary to spend for the really good vehicle to carry the staff to the place which is recruit geographically. Because what? The car, which is the vehicle, this is the public visibility. If the vehicles of the recruitment staff go to approach particular campus, and the students of the campus can see for the really quality vehicle, beautiful vehicle, this is organizational image. Or invest the money for the recruitment staff for the banner or all equipment or the display at the booths to make your company feel attractive among graduated students from the university, which made the university students, which is becomes to be graduated person in shortly, have some kind of good first impressions in such a kind of, yes, all equipment at the booths create a good first impressions. Right, this is supporting facilitate recruitment unit. The next is start an apprenticeship scheme. Yet some organization, for example, some five-star hotel chains make the collaborations with some universities, for example, departments of tourism and hospitality industry, make the collaborations with some leading hotel chains, world hotel chains, by recruit our student for the management trainee positions. This by selecting the talent students to get into this track. This means apprenticeship schemes. Number four, make your company more enticing. Enticing is meant can't top ten the ganjai. Yes, we can argue that it's unavoidable in the perspective of young generations. The package pay, salary, frame benefit, it's the most, or it's very critical for the considerations of the young generation people to apply. If you can do this, it's going to be more attractive for the newly graduated. That means you can solve the problems of labor shortage. And number five, improving employment brand. Make your company to be more attractive. For many cases, it's if your company do so many things which is really good contributions to the society. For example, if your company really treat employee equality, for example, if some cases of malpractice, some cases of, in this world, in the current situations, this is the world of social media, globalizations, have no any secrets of the world. And when some particular staff do something which is misregulations or do something which is needed for punishment and investigations, if the HR departments try to handle things at the center of handle this case and doing this with the really moral platform, since they do it, the results of investigation, it's acceptable for the person who get the punishment and acceptable in terms of public perspective. This kind of thing by the equality, do the job with the moral basis. This is gonna be one of the things which is can create a good employment brand to the company. Or some company, for example, Starbucks, as we discussed earlier, the way that they call their staff, they call the staff partner instead of employee. That means they really honor and they are really concerned for the human rights of human being. That means by this kind of thing, it's really impressed for the people in the public. That means since the people realize that the company is really concerned for the human rights and concerned for the human capitals of human being, this kinds of thing, it's after splash widely, it can improve your employment brand. Yes, this is the end of this chapter of human resource planning.